Blair Ellis became the foundation's first full-time executive director in 2017, following 2 years of service on the board. Her role was created as the district sought greater support for expanding programs, including a major investment to grow STEM education from pre-K through 12th grade.
And that's when our board recognized we really needed a full-time executive director. So I interviewed for that position and started here as its first full-time executive director in May of 2017. So I've been here for 9 years almost, and it has been amazing. Gotten to do so much over the past 9 years.
During her tenure, the foundation significantly increased its impact and visibility in the community. Programs launched under Ellis's leadership include Bruins on the Run, which grew from 30 students to more than 130 participants, and Bruin Vision, which helps provide eye care and glasses for students in need.
We've got kids now that just have basic needs that aren't being met. That might not have been quite the case or the emphasis years ago. But with Bruin Vision, we're partnering with the Vision Advancement Foundation to cover eyeglasses and eye care and eye appointments for students who have a financial need and a need with to improve their vision. And that's one of our newer programs that I don't think we really saw that one coming, but it's been a need that our students have that we wanted to help.
Ellis says one of the foundation's greatest strengths is Bartlesville's strong community support for education, especially as state funding continues to fall short.
Yeah, I think it is that community support, right? But it goes both ways. And I say every year at our back to school rally for the staff, when I speak to them, that they really make our job at the foundation easy because they're such great educators. Our community knows how dedicated they are to their students, how focused they are on their students' needs. Same with the administration. They're incredibly supportive of our kids and our teachers. And because of that, the community trusts them. The community wants to support them. So when the teachers say, hey, I have this need, or the district says, hey, we want to focus on this, our community is right there to support them. And that relationship of trust and respect and support is really what sets us apart.
Ellis's final day is expected to be January 30th as the foundation interviews candidates for the position. Ellis says she will always remain involved with Bartlesville Public Schools as a parent and community supporter. The Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. From the Education Service Center in Bartlesville, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.